It was Halloween Eve, 1938. Suddenly, the ghosts and goblins that were just an imagination in one's mind became very real. Were there really ghostly invaders descending upon the earth to destroy it? That's what many believed. We visit with an eyewitness on this edition of The American Countryside. Sunday, October 30th, 1938. For Lolly Dye, Sunday nights were church nights.
I was in the Plainsboro Presbyterian Church within a mile of Grover's Mills, playing the piano for our Sunday night young people's get-together.
As the church service was beginning, so was Orson Welles' broadcast on the radio.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
Those who tuned in late missed that important opening line of the broadcast. What was supposed to be a dramatization became reality in the minds of many.
Someone came barging in the door and said, "The Martians have landed at Grover's Mills."
Although Lolly was at church and could not listen to a radio, she believed the news. She thought the Martians actually might be another army her high school teacher had mentioned in class.
Maybe Hitler would come over and destroy our country. I associated Hitler and the Martians and thought maybe this is the end of the world. And I stopped playing the piano, I bowed my head, and asked the Lord that this was not the end of the world.
The gathering at the church was shocked, but calm. The pastor tried to provide reassurance.
The minister offered a prayer, and he told us that we had better leave for home.
When Lolly arrived home, her mother had already heard the broadcast was not a real account of an attack. Lolly says she wasn't mad at Welles, simply relieved. A plaque here proclaims this as the spot of the Martian landing in 1938. Traveling the countryside in Grover's Mill, New Jersey, I'm Andrew McCrae.